I'm losing friends left and right. Pretty
Right.
soon you'll leave me.
I'll leave you, but you'll never know why. One day I'll just go and never come back.
No. And then
Just kidding.
I guess I'll post to Indeed, "Hey, I need a podcast host, but I can't pay you."
I can't pay. And you have to like have Netflix too, okay, and like a really good mic. Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Okay,
Bye.
thanks. Bye, LOL. Gotta throw in that LOL.
Yeah, the LOL is what's gonna sell it.
Need podcast host LOL. They're like, whoa, super serious business inquiry.
Well, hello and welcome to Real Horror Show.
Hello.
I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined by the Stormy Skies.
Yes, hello.
Today we are covering 6 minus 5 equals 2, which I took a few notes. This is the one that's on Netflix in the US, is actually a remake of a Kannada horror film. It's the first Kannada horror film that's a found footage film, which is interesting because from what I gathered through Wikipedia, Kannada is like a different language in India, so they remade it in Hindi.
Nice.
So the Hindi one is what we're watching, and the original one actually got a lot of really good critical reception.
Yeah, I bet the original's great.
And reading up on it, they did an ad campaign very similar to what the Blair Witch did
Oh,
back in
cool.
the early 2000s, only since they had the internet, since it came out in 2013. They just advertised it through viral YouTube videos rather than trailers and stuff. So very similar to how the Blair Witch Project was marketed way back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah. So, how are you doing?
I am fine. Doing great. How are you doing?
I am very tired. I'm running on 4 hours of sleep because I choose to.
Why haven't you slept?
Because I wanted to make sure I got my work in for my deadline super early this morning, so 3 o'clock.
Okay, that's cool.
When I'm freelancing full time, I work myself to death for very little money.
Yeah.
But it's
Ain't that
fine.
the
It's
truth?
fine. I have a bridesmaid dress to finish paying for because
Right.
someone has to get married this year.
Yeah, I just have to do it. It has to be this time.
Fucking asshole.
But if I wait like 7 more, I feel like if I wait 7 or 6 more years, the date will be back. Because
The
it's the
date.
date we meet on the Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, that's our anniversary date already.
That's adorable.
And it just so happened to be on a Saturday. And like, who's gonna go on to a wedding on like a Friday? Pff, nobody.
Don't know. That's how you cut down your wedding
Cut down your wedding.
attendance.
Yeah. Like the cost. Anyway.
I would like to apologize to the listeners. I'm in a slightly different recording environment today, so I might be a little echoey.
Where are you?
I am in my boyfriend's bedroom because we're celebrating our anniversary slash Valentine's
Aww.
Day today. So
Cool.
he's up front playing a video game, and I'm back in his room. And
How long have you been together?
4 years next Friday.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Yeah. And chances are he has overtime next Friday because he has a 4-day weekend this week, so might as well
Nice.
do it now.
Yeah.
But his room isn't super well insulated. They live in their store, so his room is
Oh.
cinder blocks.
Wow.
So it's probably going to be a little echoey on my end.
I see. That's
And
fine. I can hear you great, so it's fine.
okay.
Yeah.
And also, his window is not well insulated. There's like no insulation, so if his neighbors drive up their driveway, then my mic might pick up the gravel driveway.
Oh,
So
that's
I just want to apologize ahead of time.
Yeah, no worries.
And before we get into the movie, I just have a few quick updates in my personal life.
Okay.
Vegan drama update.
Yes, I didn't hear about this one because I was driving home. Tell me, please.
Yeah, so she posted something very mean about his brother because his brother is a cross dresser.
Oh.
And she commented on one of his videos, "Have you seen your profile pictures?" And he clapped back at her, very mean. And then she got upset because he clapped back at her because she was like, I was just offering constructive criticism. And it's like, no, you were being a bitch and you know you were being a bitch.
Yeah.
And so she goes on Twitter saying stuff about how he's a crossdresser or something, something degeneracy. And so I had a I had a picture of a tweet I screenshotted because I figured she'd delete it and I could use it in the future. This does not make me sound like a good person.
No, this is awesome.
But the picture is her naked, bits are censored out, and her douchebag boyfriend going to slap her ass. And
is it the one where...
We may fight all the time, but I love when he eats out my ass.
Yeah, you told me about that before.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I just responded to her tweet with that picture, and I am now... I am now blocked.
Oh, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Did you screenshot her blocking you?
No, her profile's just blocked for me, but I can still see her profile through the Real Horror Show.
We have so many other Twitter feeds to harass her with.
I know. I even have... I don't sound like a good person right now. These aren't people I know personally. They're internet personalities who are complete assholes.
They're not even real people. They're personalities.
They're very racist, very homophobic assholes, so I have no issue trolling them. We have three Facebook accounts, and I didn't find out I was blocked on my personal one until today, and I went on Real Horror Show to try and show David something, and he was like, don't start drama on the Real Horror Show account. I'm like, I wasn't going to. Like, okay, because you're doing really well, and I don't want you to run this into the ground with stupid internet drama.
God damn it. We can't use the other one. I Postcard Press, that'd be even worse.
No, but I have another Twitter account.
Oh, do you?
I actually made it with the intention to troll them because they say really stupid shit, and I was just going to quote word for word stupid shit that he says. So it's literally just a parody account of him that I don't use that often.
Oh, that's amazing. You need to
I know, I need to get more active on that. But someone else like had the same idea I had 2 days later. And so there's Vegan Cheetah Says, where he just posts screenshots of dumb shit they say. Uh-huh. And then we follow each other, so we're cool with each other.
What's yours called?
I think mine is Herder Vegan Cheetah, or Herp Derp Vegan Cheetah.
You need to follow me so I can follow you back so I can keep track of what you're doing on Twitter.
I'll get right on that. In a personal life update, I think I talked about it on the podcast. I did not get the job at my former university, and I am very upset about it.
Damn.
Like, crippling depression. I know. You don't even go to the university.
I know.
That sucks. No. Like, crippling depression, upset because I had a pretty decent job at the church, but it was only temporary because I actually thought I might get this job at Radford. But it took them 3 months to reject me.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, I know.
What happened to, like, going to college and them saying, you know, we'll support you and, like, we always hire people that go to our college and stuff, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's such horseshit.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. It makes us hate ourselves.
I know. So I've been very upset, but David's mom may hire me as like an assistant wedding planner for their business.
That would be amazing.
That would be a nice little side gig.
Yes, that'd be so cool.
Put a little money in my account so I can do bridesmaidy things.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Well, let's hope that goes totally well.
Yeah.
I wanted
to get into wedding planning or something similar.
Yeah.
I really like the bridesmaid for hire girl, and I wonder if she would sue me if I started my own bridesmaid for hire business.
She shouldn't. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe she will because it's like intellectual property.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like wedding coordination is what she does. She helps with a lot of the wedding planning, which is essentially a wedding planner.
So she can't take that from you.
I don't know. I think she might hire like other people to do it. Yeah. So I'll keep that in my radar and just have a completely obscure job.
Right. That's fine. Do what you got to do.
Because my problem is that I don't want a lame job.
Yeah. Same. I feel you.
Makes sense. I want a cool job that people I went to high school with are totally jealous that I get to do this job.
Yeah.
Which is why I went into publishing and why my dream job is to be a script writer at Nintendo.
Yes.
Like that shit's just cool.
That was your dream job since day one.
I know, and I want to do it, yo. I want to do it.
You got to do it, and I got to work towards it.
Yeah. So, get into the movie. Hopefully, I'll wake up a bit. Okay. I have coffee that I got earlier, and it's iced coffee, and it's still in the car.
Oh shit!
So,
make David go get it.
I was about to text him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you text him and be like, "Hey, please get coffee." LOL. Gotta throw in that LOL. Serious.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't want to. Okay, so the first thing we're gonna talk about, like we always do with these movies, is the acting. Because you know, acting kind of stands out to you first before anything else in the movie. Because I was thinking about that the other day, how it's kind of weird that we start with acting and then story.
Yeah.
But you can't really, it's hard to gauge if something's a good story within the first 20 to 30 minutes. We take notes. I take notes on the story as it goes.
Yeah.
But acting and whether it's good or bad is the first thing that really stands out to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
10 episodes in and we're finally explaining our madness.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's a good explanation. Like, I guess we should have explained this earlier. Like, why we do?
It's fine. It's fine. April is going to be the like 1 year anniversary of the podcast as a whole. But March 24th is when I need to renew the Real Horror Show domain name.
Okay.
So don't let me forget, because it's also when we need to renew Postcard Press.
Okay, cool. I'll probably get an email from Google.
I assume so. We have 36 days. It's just, it pops into my mind.
Yeah.
So anyway. Anyway. I did not think the acting in this movie was horrendous.
Oh, I thought it was so bad.
Why?
Because it was just so bad.
What? You have to have reason.
Just because it was terribly unbelievable and way blown out of proportion, way too dramatic for the type of story that they were going for.
You think so? I think...
Everything was poorly done.
I think that...
What do you think?
Douchey 20-something-year-old translates well into any language, and they were doing very well. Like, I'm putting this movie in the same category as the remake / sequel of Blair Witch.
Ooh, I've never seen that.
I tried to write a review on it, but it's very boring. And I do think, I know this is a remake of another movie, but I do think this movie was heavily influenced by the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But, towards the end, where all the characters are starting to die, Suhana.
Yeah.
I thought her death scene was very well acted. Not the second girl who got possessed and crushed the guy's head with a rock, but the first girl who kind of got dragged away and choked.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was very good pantomiming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that...
Because she had to, like, I don't know how, maybe she was choking herself since she was clutching her throat.
Yeah, possibly, but not bad.
And I know you think the acting was horrendous.
Yes.
I liked Lula a lot. Lula was a fun character. He reminded me of someone I know.
The big guy.
But, yeah.
With the curly hair.
It's just nice to see... a chubby, funny character in a horror movie. Yeah. I feel like they're always like skinny, bro-y dudes.
I know, there are too many dude bros.
They're always like athletes or some shit.
I know, and that's totally not realistic. Like, yeah, looking at, groups of friends.
I saw one of your notes was about how they switch between Hindi and English.
Yeah.
And I do have an explanation for that.
Is it because the phrases they're using are English?
No, it goes back to the colonization days of England. I think it's imperialization era that England had kind of taken over India in the 1800s. They had been colonized for so long, and I might get a few details of this wrong. Please tweet at us and correct me politely if I get any of this wrong, but... England had been colonizing India for so long that English had become their central language. That was what was being taught in schools and all of that. So finally, when India is liberated from the English, they try to go back to teaching Hindi as the main, as the native language, but there are so many different dialects of Hindi. In fact, Kannada is still a language in India, but it's not the main language, which is why they remade this in Hindi. So the English, I think they're taught Hindi and English side by side as their two key languages. Okay. So they're very much bilingual. So to me, it makes sense that they mix in English and Hindi
as they speak. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I'm sure anyone who's friends with someone who was raised to be bilingual or learned, yeah, I guess just raised bilingually, they do kind of interchange phrases and shit from each language. I noticed this a lot with people whose parents speak Spanish primarily, so they learn both English and Spanish mm-hmm. next to each other. They will like just use different phrases from Spanish randomly when they're talking to their English friends. It's normal, so that didn't stand out to me as an issue.
Okay.
That long-winded explanation. Yes. I took a history of the English language course in undergrad.
Nice.
And that's been 3 years ago, so I probably could have reviewed that chapter in the book, but the whole Indie English thing does go back to the days of imperialism.
Nice.
And yes, I agree that their panting did sound like moaning.
Yeah, I was like watching it also on the computer while I was watching, so I kind of had to look up and be like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, they're tired. I was like, why? Why do they sound like that? Why are they so tired?
But, yeah, that was weird. I don't think that was probably the weakest point of their acting.
Like, geez. They're like, guys, sound tired.
I got my coffee.
Yeah.
Shit, is there a hole in my straw? Oh, there's a hole in my
damn.
Straw.
That sucks.
He's getting me
a new straw.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so I guess that's all there is for story and acting.
I also said too much celebrating.
I don't even get why they were celebrating. Did they talk about why they were going? I guess they were just hiking up a mountain.
Yeah, and they didn't need a map. So like they were really excited. I think they celebrated too much when they like found their way again after they were lost. And I was like, oh, okay, you're just really tired.
I would like to see the original version of this movie.
Yeah, same.
Because I don't know. I think Bollywood just has a way of making movies where even if it's a horror movie, it still needs to be bright and sunny 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Because I guess we're moving into story now. It takes an hour before anything spooky starts to happen in this movie.
Yes, it does. Which killed me.
And like a lot of, for me personally, a lot of the scares did work. I mean, I wasn't scared or anything, but I was listening with headphones. Yeah. So that helped the scares a lot for me because the whispering, when you'd hear the woman whisper, it was really cool in the headphones because it would go from one ear to the other. So that was very eerie, especially since I wasn't looking at the screen at the time. And then jump scares when you have headphones in just get you a lot more than on stereo.
When were there jump scares?
Like when the can.
Oh.
When the can exploded.
I wasn't
stuff like that. Like and when the water bottle.
Oh yeah. Okay, now I'm remembering.
Hit the camera. I would consider those jump scares.
Yeah.
And really, this ghost that was following them was just a troll.
Yeah.
Like it was just fucking with them.
I know. Yeah, it was. But like, do they ever explain like the title of the film at all?
No.
Yeah, because I was like, why is it called this? There's no like weird, creepy math equation they find in the woods, or like the demon doesn't say it, or I have no idea. There's not two demons.
Yeah, I thought one. Because everybody dies at the end of the movie, so I assume
except for that one guy,
something like
they all die, but the one guy. Remember?
Oh shit! Yeah, the guy that's being interviewed by the show,
the sole survivor, Raja.
Okay, because he just disappears. He's not at the end of the movie with the rest
maybe
of the
gang.
Maybe
he's the demon.
Maybe. So what I thought the title would mean, 6 - 5 = 2, I assumed that would mean, obviously it's a demon or a ghost movie. I thought it would mean that the demon or the ghost possesses the sole survivor, thus...
Two
are left.
But no.
No.
So what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck
title is this. Number, math equation, thing, whatever.
I don't know. It was... I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know.
Let's move on to the story. Wait, let me look at your notes.
We are in story. We just talked about a good part of the story.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the opening because I had a note about the opening too.
By opening, do you mean like the first 15 minutes?
Yes, on the interview show, okay. and the first 15 minutes of them just like talking for 10 minutes to each other and then going to...
Oh, it was like an hour that they were just like talking and walking to each other.
I know, I'm like, yeah, it was like they're in one spot and they're talking for 10 minutes, then they go to a new spot and then they talk some more and then they go to a new spot. I was like, wow, shut up. Get to the action.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who haven't seen the movie, because you're just relying on our brilliant movie reviewing skills, because we're professional movie reviewers, not really. How do you even become a professional movie reviewer? Know. You know what? We're doing this shit publicly. I'm declaring us as professionals.
Yep.
The movie starts as an interview, like talk show, radio, talk
TV,
television. television interview with the sole survivor and what happened on that mountain. And what did you want to bring up
just
about
it? The intro is poorly done. I said, what the fuck is this shit? Is it iMovie? And then I said the voice tracking was way off the whole movie. I don't know if it was like that for you, but movie was even worse.
Absolutely. I didn't notice it at the beginning. I think it just got gradually
and,
worse.
The camera shots in the beginning and in the interview were way too fast because it would cut to his face and then it would cut to the other guy's face and then it was just awkward. Yeah. It was just a little awkward. So I was like, is this someone's first time behind a camera? But that's what I had about the interview part.
And then the first hour of the movie, after it's established what it is, we go into the actual movie, which is very much set up like Blair Witch. Here's the footage that was shot in the woods. It's been edited together as a movie for you to view. Same exact setup. So we see our four main guys. The fourth one is behind the camera, obviously. And they're just getting ready to go on this hike by digging around and being bro-y guys, I guess. And then they meet up with these two hot chicks, and that's about that. That's really all you need to know about the setup. And it goes on for an hour.
It does. It's annoying.
Getting them into the woods.
God.
So honestly, with this long, drawn-out setup to who the characters are, you could really have any movie for the last hour. You could have it be they accidentally stumble upon a drug farm and they steal a bunch of pot, and then the rest of the movie is them hiding from the pot farmers. The setup, you could just honestly have a rom-com. You could have a spring break comedy. Yeah. You could have American Pie. You could have a horror movie. Because with other movies of this variety, I feel like I'm talking a lot. Sorry.
Okay.
With other movies of this variety, like, I guess Wrong Turn is the example that's coming to my mind, you get the initial character setup. That's probably maybe 15 to 30 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. But then it gets right to the spookiness.
Yeah. It doesn't take an hour. This goddamn 2-hour movie isn't going to freak out if the next one is 2 hours. Jesus Christ.
I think the next one is about an hour and 30 minutes.
That's how it should be. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What is it with horror movies thinking they need to be longer than 90 minutes?
Because when they do that, it just makes us like complain about the first hour because the first hour is just like shit that doesn't need to be there.
I mean, there are good horror movies that are very long. Is Silence of the Lambs on Netflix, so I can look up the runtime for that? I think that's about 2 hours. But that's more than just a horror movie. It's also a crime drama.
Exactly.
It has more. It has more going
substance.
For it.
It's based on a book too, which also probably helps it have more substance.
Silence of the Lambs is currently not on.
No, it's not.
It's I think it might be on Hulu. I don't feel like looking it up, though. I was going to look up our next movie. It's on Amazon Prime. Then it might be on Hulu then. But yeah, that's a huge flaw in the story, is that the whole setup takes way too long. With a movie like Wrong Turn, it's, oh shit, all of our cars are broken down. What are we going to do? I guess we need to go look for help. And then they're off. That's the setup. It takes like 15 minutes to 30 Perfect. Minutes to introduce the characters and set up the problem.
Nice. This one is just like, I don't see the problem the whole time.
Yeah.
Until they like get and lost. Then,
and when it does happen, it's very underwhelming.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so that's the problem. Your book bag's on fire. Oops. Maybe it's too
happens
hot.
To the, happens to the best of us.
I know.
Maybe.
Don't they tell you that when they say, when you take hiking 101, it's like your book bag might catch on fire.
I don't know. I haven't taken a hiking class.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
We don't joke on this podcast.
Damn.
Yeah, our next movie is like an hour and 39 minutes. So 9 minutes for the credits, probably about an hour and 30 minutes.
Nice. What is it?
It is called A Dark Song, meaning we are officially out of the numerics.
Yay! Finally! A Dark Song. I wonder if it's about demon possession. I bet it is.
Let us see.
Yeah, please read it.
An agonizing dark magic rite stretches on for weeks, taking a toll on both participants, even before it starts working. So, yeah.
Yeah, demon possession. Wow. I've had enough of this.
Well, too damn bad. You signed a contract.
I know. I'll keep going.
Not really.
But for all you future horror filmmakers out there, do us a solid and don't make your movie about demon possession. Thanks. It's been done. If you think it hasn't been done, you're wrong.
If you think your idea about an exorcism is unique, sorry to break it to you, Ted.
Listen, Ted, if you think that you have a great idea for a demonically possessed board game, it's been done. And it won't be any better than what's already out there. I'm sorry.
Anything can be better than 13 Demons.
Dude, we should make the remake to 13 Demons.
Okay.
All right.
David's got HD cameras, so we can do it.
Let's do it. We need one more person. Okay, David's there. So he's okay. Fabulous. We're done. David's already there.
But I have other friends besides my boyfriend we could ask.
Well, he's already knows how to use the camera, so it'll be easier. We can ask somebody else.
Yeah, we need a third person to actually not be on camera, to not be holding the camera.
Okay.
All right. I know we have at least 25 regular listeners.
Okay.
Any of you 25 listeners want to tweet at us. At us. At horror show at underscore
no
underscore
at real horror show. God damn it, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
He forgot the first word. The fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, real horror show's not in our handle.
You just said horror show, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
no, real
isn't
real horror show. Underscore underscore pod.
No, that's not our handle.
What? It's not. Where's my
no,
phone?
Our handle is just horror show underscore underscore pod.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, it is at horror show underscore underscore pod. Damn, shouldn't we add the word real so people don't get so confused?
No,
like
there's
me?
Not enough space.
Even I got confused. There's not enough space. Don't tell me that.
I'll fucking play around with it tonight.
They added more letters.
No, for your title, not for your handle.
Okay, we can keep it then. Because then I'll get more confused. Shit, just leave it the way it is. I already got confused. I don't know why I'm so confused. Anyway.
All right, how about instead of actually tweeting us, how about you just tweet at Real Horror Show and get that child to give us our fucking handle?
Yes. That'd be better.
Just start sending your horror inquiries.
Yeah, just ridiculous. The most ridiculous things you can think of, just do it.
be like, hey, how long does it take to burn a human body?
At real horror show. And she'll be like, LOL, IDK.
Watch how long it takes for us to get kicked off Twitter for inciting harassment against a user.
Oh, God. Inciting harassment. They'll never know it was us. Anyway, we have so many backup Twitter handles. It's unreal. Sam.
What?
I said we have many backup.
We'll just switch over to my troll vegan account.
Yes, we'll just have to use that. And then when that's done, I'll have to make one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, just another note, the camera they're using, because this is found footage,
yes,
it has a ridiculously long battery life.
He said what did he say about the batteries? They were like special batteries or some shit.
Oh, fuck that.
Remember he said something like in the beginning, like, these batteries are like blah blah batteries, they're like great, long lasting, and I was like, great.
Fuck that.
Fuck out of that.
Fuck your stupid excuse.
I fucking don't remember. It doesn't matter.
This is why found footage horror movies are usually short and take place in the span of one day. It's because camera batteries don't last that long.
Did this take place in a day or like 2 days? Like a weekend?
It was like a long weekend, like a weekend, I think.
Okay.
Because they spent at least two nights in the woods.
Yeah.
No, they spent one night in a cabin and then two nights in the woods. So at least 3 days.
3 days.
Okay. At least 3 days. And if they were in the cabin, I can understand if he charged the camera while they were in the cabin.
Right. But they were there first. You wouldn't need to.
Right. So
they just started.
Get the fuck out of here with your special batteries.
Get the fuck out of here with that fucking shit that never dies or loses battery power. Can't fool us.
So I guess that leaves us with production to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So found footage is always going to feel a little cheap because it is kind of the cheaper option to go with. Don't at me. I had a hard time believing this is found footage because the camera was way too still.
It was so steady. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't even see
so that. It was definitely Steadicam and not found footage, because I think found footage is done with a handheld. It's shaky cam.
It's like you're actually holding it.
Found footage is also known as shaky cam because the fucking camera shakes like you're actually holding the fucking camera.
Unless your body is so still because you're paralyzed and you can't move.
Shit, I mean, they are in India and I feel like it's drilled into Indian culture to be a bit more relaxed than Americans, so maybe
maybe they're not so tense.
Maybe the cameraman, maybe their friend who's holding the camera, does yoga every morning. He meditates every morning. He's not jacked up on coffee like us Americans are. That's true. So
yeah, he's so calm.
I don't know.
Anyway,
shit, he is pretty calm throughout most of the movie.
Who was the one holding the camera again? The guy I interviewed in the beginning.
I forgot. He's the one with the beard, so I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. It's not the one that interviewed in the beginning. That's some other guy. Director of photography guy.
See. There were a couple things I noticed about the t-shirts they were wearing in the very beginning.
SpongeBob.
I think Raja.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did they. Raja and the was wearing the SpongeBob shirt in the beginning, and then at the end, Lula was wearing
Angry Birds,
the Yang. Be angry. How did they get
licensing for that?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't. You know.
I guess that stuff does get licensed overseas for translation, so maybe Nickelodeon India let them use the image. Maybe. But I thought that was really weird because even in Hollywood movies you don't see
any branding.
Yeah, you don't see prominent characters on clothing.
Yeah, on the shirts especially. So
it was very
weird,
jarring.
Yeah, it was jarring. I was like, oh.
Seeing straight up SpongeBob on a t-shirt in a movie. Like, in Community, there was one episode. I would have never noticed this if David hadn't pointed it out, but one of the characters was wearing a Star Fox shirt.
Oh.
And he recognized it because it's actually one of his desktop backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the literal animals that are in Star Fox, so it's just like a fox wearing a space helmet and then a frog with the space helmet over top of it.
Okay.
So it's not actually the character designs, but he was shocked that made it onto a TV show because it is Star Fox, even though it's not the character designs. But these were straight up Rans.
On adult men. And I was like,
I don't take fucking issue with that. I mean, why?
Because, like, SpongeBob.
They're just graphic t-shirts. I mean,
they sucked.
I could go over to David's drawer right now and pull out 5 t-shirts that have Legend of Zelda.
That's different. That's a little different.
How is that different?
I don't know. This is bringing me back to Hot Topic.
You're having PTSD.
Don't get so upset because your dude wears graphic tees. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about this film.
Well, I am taking offense.
I'm upset. I didn't even know.
He collects graphic tees.
I collect graphic tees as well. But not SpongeBob.
No, not SpongeBob. He has... Let's see, I got him a Futurama one and an IT Crowd one and Sandlot.
Nice.
But anyway.
Good collection.
No, he has more than that. I just... Okay. Yeah, the weird lip syncing, I made a note of that because it became very obvious. When they were just calm and talking, it wasn't super noticeable, but when they were in panic mode, their lips were moving faster than the words.
I know, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Let's see, what do you have? You have more production notes than I do. Camera shots way too fast.
That was like just when we talked about the beginning.
Yeah.
But... the reason why I said creepy stuff is so fake, it's making me sick, is because the first time the camera is like on the ground by itself and it goes into the black and white, there's like this thing that goes past it and it just kind of looks like someone like did a little digital thing in the editing and like made a fake little thing and it was just like nothing. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to be, but it wasn't scary.
Yeah.
The demonic voice that Lula uses is just kind of his voice with echo.
Yeah. So
it's not very scary at all. And then whenever What's-Her-Face cuts her throat, whom you thought was great acting, unfortunately they forgot about the blood when you cut your own throat.
I didn't say Pyro was great at acting. I said Simhana was great. No, there was blood when Pyro cut her throat open.
Okay, but Sam, that's not... the right amount.
I'm pretty sure that's a normal amount of blood coming out of your throat. Maybe you've been watching too many Saw movies and Kill Bill, but
no, it's,
you don't ooze out 80 gallons of blood when you lose a limb.
Yeah, but you don't ooze out nothing on 2 main arteries. So
she was oozing blood.
Maybe you should rewatch it, man.
Maybe you should rewatch it. I just finished watching it 10 minutes ago.
Okay, don't get upset. It'll be bad for the baby.
I don't have a baby. Don't start that shit.
I'm kidding. Calm down. Just have your coffee.
I am.
Good.
Fake-ass demon. No, you mean they didn't get a real demon, Stormy?
Fake-ass demon, not even a person.
Yeah, that was very Babadook-like. And not in a good way.
Yeah.
You know the style I'm talking about with Babadook, where it's like a paper cutout?
Yeah.
And it's animated like that. I think this was just cheap animation. They didn't intend it to look like the Babadook.
One-dimensional.
Yeah. CGI blood on the camera, duh. All right. I think that about covers it for the movie. Let's talk about the realistic aspects that make it scary. Getting lost in the woods on a hike, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, when you're not on a trail. Yeah, really scary. Especially when you never come back.
Yeah, there's actually a haunted hiking trail near where I am. That's super spooky.
Ooh.
Like a civil, used during the Civil War, so there's a lot of ghosts allegedly on it.
That's cool. Maybe they were on that trail.
Yeah, they came all the way to Virginia to hike a trail. What else do you have? Don't hike in dangerous places. Yeah, that's a very valid opinion.
I mean, how could they have known that it was haunted? It seemed fine. It was just a little mountain.
Yeah, I mean, see, what this movie's missing that all other movies of its genre have is that creepy old man at the gas station who's like, oh, you don't want to go in them woods. them haunted woods.
Nobody goes there anymore.
Like every movie has that guy. Texas Chainsaw Massacre has that guy. Wrong Turn doesn't have that guy. Does The Hills Have Eyes have that guy?
I couldn't remember. It's been a while.
I haven't seen The Hills Have Eyes in forever. Anyway.
This movie had a guy, but he didn't say anything about the hike. He was just like complaining about the guys.
Bullshit.
It was just like talking. And I was like, aren't you going to say anything like that's worthwhile for us? I don't know. But yeah, nothing about the mountain. Maybe this was the first time it's happened.
Maybe. Like, I had to delete an extension off my Google Chrome browser because it had that malware that makes your default search engine Yahoo search. So maybe it was like that. Maybe the special batteries he got for his camera are actually possessed.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got the special batteries. Wait, what extension was it? I don't have it.
I deleted one of my 20 email accounts that had a YouTube video on it that I wanted, but I don't have the raw file anymore. So I just got a extension that lets me download YouTube videos to get it back on my computer before I deleted my account. Because when I troll someone, I go hard. I don't just lightly tap them. I punch them in the face. Nice. I won't do it on the Real Horror Show account unless you're a DC fanboy.
Yeah, like that one guy. He was like, have a nice day. It's like, shut up.
We lost like 5 followers when that happened.
We don't need them. They're clearly not the right people for Real Horror Show community.
I know. DC fanboys are just going to make it toxic for us.
Real Horror Show is not for everybody, especially the DC fanboys.
Yeah. So that's really all I have to say about this movie.
I have really nothing else to say.
And you sound like you're getting tired, so.
Yeah, I'm okay. We still have maybe like 15 minutes.
At least tired of me.
I'm tired of you.
Yeah. God, it's going to be so sad when I have no bridesmaids for my wedding that's happening in like 5 years from now.
5 years from now. Oh, yeah. You're still young. Keep forgetting your age.
We're the same fucking age. Don't pull that shit.
How old are you?
I'll be 25 in June.
Oh, yeah. That's not the same age as me.
Oh, don't. You're 25. You're like 26.
No, I'm not. I'm still 25.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm 25.
Okay, you're just... Okay.
I was like, no, I can't be 26. There's no way. I'm like, when did that happen? Older than me. You're making me freak out.
Oh, you're turning 26 this year.
Yeah. So we have like okay. 1 month apart. Because it's in July.
Okay. So yeah, send me birthday presents in June and send her birthday presents in July.
Yeah, we still have that Amazon thing, so you can buy us stuff from there. I haven't added anything to it, really.
Oh, did you hear? Since we have 15 minutes-ish left,
what's up?
Before we want to wrap this up, did you hear Fangoria's coming back?
Oh, is it? I did not hear that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it has a new publisher, and they're going to try and right a lot of wrongs that the previous publisher did to the community. Nice. But yeah, it's back, and... I know what you're already thinking, Stormy, and I've been checking, and no, I cannot find any job postings.
I was like, that's it. That's somewhere what I would love to write for that magazine. Holy shit.
That
no job that postings. Fuck. Probably all
that was the first thing I thought of. Yeah. I mean, they just relaunched the website, so if there are going to be job postings even for contributing writers,
yeah,
it's not going to be for a little while.
Okay, I'll keep checking.
But yeah, Fangoria is back, which is really exciting. Nice. Because they're super, it's such an important magazine for the horror community.
It is. Oh, man.
So I'm so glad to hear they're back. And
kick-ass.
Yeah, for Real Horror Show news, I'm not sure if you noticed, but I did get us an ad placing on a website because...
Ooh.
It's Women in Horror Month, so a horror writer's website said, hey, we'll post ads for free for the month of February. We're at the very bottom, but we do have an ad on a website.
Cool.
So
it's horror.
That helps boost the...
It's Females in Horror Month, you said, or something?
Women in Horror Month.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. Nice.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link to the website.
All right, cool.
Through Facebook. What other horror news is out there?
Huh.
Trying to think.
Have you heard about that new scary movie that's supposed to be coming out called Hereditary? And everyone's like, this is going to be the scariest movie of all time.
I've heard whisperings of it. I keep seeing articles about it that I should read.
Yeah.
So I don't know that much about it. And I kind of want to keep it that way for when I do see it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Cloverfield Paradox made me yearn for the days where I knew nothing about movies before seeing them.
Right. Yeah, that's exciting. It's always exciting. I don't read anything before I watch the movies we're going to watch, unless other than what you read to me.
Yeah. There's a new horror movie on Netflix, not The Ritual. David's the one that brought it up. It's a Norwegian found footage horror movie called Troll Hunter, I think.
Hmm.
And he's interested in it, so we might watch that at some point, and maybe I'll write a written review on it.
Yeah, you should.
I don't like making promises because now that I'm freelancing full time, it's hard to do like this kind of writing.
Yeah, I haven't even had a chance to do any
edit review. I haven't had a chance to watch a movie and review it, you know.
Right?
Yeah, it's just like.
Because when I.
What?
Fuck's sake, I silence my phone.
Sorry, it's not even next to me.
Why don't you have the same respect?
Damn, it's just like across the room. I can't even get to it.
I'm sorry.
God damn.
I forgot where it was. Sorry,
Sam. Deal with this unprofessional attitude.
I don't know who that could even be.
Probably no. It's probably nobody to worry about it. What were you saying?
I don't fucking know.
I forgot.
We should try and get a guest on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Who's cool?
What?
I said, who's cool? Who's cool to talk to on here?
Let's contact Barack Obama.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Be like, hey man, how do you like horror movies?
Hey, we know you're like retired and shit, Ned.
Retired.
I realized some of my vowels might have blended together.
We know you're tired.
You're retired, so could you please come talk about a horror movie with us?
Yeah, he'll be like, sure. I'm like, all right.
No, I was thinking of someone from Grindhouse Theology, since we already talked to them a lot on Twitter.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
I'll see if
they like us.
I'd see if they'd be down to clown, because especially with the next few movies we're doing, they all have to do with
Jesus.
Not, kind of.
Demonic possession. Can't have demonic possession without Jesus.
Yeah, since they all have something to do with demonic possession, I'll see if they'd be, one of them would be down to do a guest appearance.
Cool.
And get the Jesus-y angle on it. I won't even tweet at them. I think Ryan listens to us.
Oh, really?
This is your open invitation.
Interesting. Yeah. Tweet at us and say, I will do it.
Tweet at Real Horror Show.
At Real Horror Show, which doesn't exist. But feel free to tweet at Real Horror Show, because that's a random person.
And ask her to be on the podcast.
Yeah, ask her to be on the podcast. She'll be like, what? I'm like, you dumb bitch, just give us our fucking name.
I hope she's at least 18, so we're not, like, harassing a minor.
Is her picture still, like, the Grinch thing?
I don't fucking know. I have moments where I forget that I'm in my 20s and should not, like, pick on teenagers even when they're being little assholes, but God, it's so fucking hard.
It's okay. You gotta call them out on their bullshit.
Like, David's little brother goes to our high school, the high school we went to, and he's in the theater program, same one we were in, and we went to go see Chronicles of Narnia a couple weeks ago because he was in it.
Nice.
There were some douchebag freshmen sitting in front of us, and I don't fucking know what they were even talking about, but one of them just randomly punches the seat in front of him. No one was sitting in it. I think he just wanted to punch something because, you know, that's what adolescent 14-year-old
boys like to do. Because they got all that pent-up rage. They got to do something.
I have a book with me because I read during intermission because I'm trying to read a lot more, so I read it as much as I can in my free time. So I just asked David, hey, should I punch this book? And I had it right behind the kid's head, and David was like, yeah, but make sure you let go of the book right when you hit
nice.
It.
Nice.
Did you do it?
I didn't because no, I'm 25. I can't attack a minor. That's literally jail time, Stormy.
Why is Sam? No, because she attacked a minor.
You'd have permission to continue the podcast with a new host, but you would have to explain to them the reason I'm gone is because I'm in
jail. If you're wondering where Sam is, well, she's in jail. So there's that.
She accidentally punched a book into a 14-year-old's head.
Let's address the elephant in the room. She punches his head. And 14-year-old boys will just probably cry if that happens to them, so probably just cry.
It's so weird watching how high schoolers interact with each other now that I'm 25.
Yeah, because it's not like it was.
No, I think it's like it was, but now we're looking at it from an outsider's perspective.
That's true, so now we kind of like hate ourselves for being like that.
Because I'll go to the gym and, well, not the gym, the rec center, because I can't afford a gym membership. And I see, it's where a lot of kids go to hang out after school and play basketball. So I can watch, I sometimes watch them when I'm on the treadmill because I see them and they're just in my view. And I see the mating ritual of young high school students. And it's like, I remember being this cringy when I was 14. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I want to go tell them to stop.
The mating ritual.
Like, you know, someone will have like a Coca-Cola with them and then someone steals it and runs away. And the person who is the owner of the Coca-Cola chases them and just that
dumb shit. I know all about it.
That we do. And then, you know, the girl clearly has a crush on a guy, but doesn't want to sit next to him or talk to him. So she's just like sitting with her girlfriend and calling other friends on the phone. And then he'll come up behind her and hug her from behind. And she'll be like, stop it.
Right.
It's the shit I remember us doing. And from the outside perspective, it's so awful.
And you're like, oh God.
I get why people hate teenagers.
That's a real horror show, actually. Teenagers.
Yeah. And the way they act all the time.
I know.
What's wrong?
Nothing. 5 minutes left. We probably have lost all our listeners. Any fun plans this weekend? Seeing anything spooky?
The weekend. Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
I work all weekend. No. Well, I work tomorrow.
We are going to go see a play at Radford, even though I hate them right now.
Right.
But the theater department at Radford's really good. Someone who starred in Glee actually came from the Radford Theater Department.
Wow. Impressive.
Not Leah Michelle.
Oh, impressive.
She's the, I think it's the redhead school secretary, the mousy
one. Oh, really?
Yeah. You watched
Glee? I watched like half of the first season.
Okay. I think it was the redhead, mousy looking girl who was like the school secretary.
Yeah, it was like the teacher. The main teacher.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, she graduated from Radford.
Cool. Good for her.
And so we have a really good theater program, believe it or not, because they are destroying the two CVPA buildings to make one giant conglomeration nice. Building. But they're doing one of my favorite plays called This Is Our Youth. It was written by the guy who went on to write Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, nice.
And I've never seen a live performance of it. I've only listened to it on the podcast, The Play's a Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good 3-person play, super simple, super fast paced, lots of cuss words. And it's just, I enjoy it. And we're taking Andy to see it because nice. Andy has officially decided to go to Radford.
Nice.
Because the little bastard is getting like $21,000 worth of scholarships.
Oh, damn, how? Academic scholarship?
He's so smart.
Yeah, he's really smart.
Nice.
I mean, you just fucking hate smart
people.
Yeah,
I'm just like, fuck you.
I mean, I can't complain because a lot of the merit scholarships he got or merit grants he got were ones that I got later on in college. But still.
But you weren't one of those people who like slept during class but still got straight A's and didn't have to pay attention or study, right?
I wasn't, or was I?
Were you that person?
No, I mean,
I wasn't that person.
College came easier to me than high school did. Yeah. Just because I actually cared about the courses I was taking. They weren't just courses I had to take.
Yeah, same.
I like
which school. Is why I do. Yeah, which is why I do recommend
going to school.
Even if it's for like 2 years at a community college, you won't know unless you try. You can't decide if you're going to like college based on your experience in high school.
Exactly, because it's so different.
It is. And then you can't decide if you're going to like grad school based on your experience in college.
Exactly, it's so different.
Like, I had friends in college who I don't talk to anymore, but same. My senior year high school English teacher told me that, well, told the whole class, that the friends you make in grad school are going to be the friends you have for the rest of your life. And I really do feel that with you and Nicole.
I feel that with you too, as well. I really do. Aww. It's like, that's, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's actually legit, because I'm thinking about, you know, the people I graduate with in college, and like maybe some of them I'm still close with, like just a handful, but I don't communicate with them like I do with you and Nicole.
Like, yeah. Because I think,
same way.
This is so off topic from the podcast, yes, but it's fun conversation. But I think as you continue in school, high school, you're definitely friends with people just because you're in the same place.
Yes, geographical convenience. And you,
yeah. That's how I feel about a lot of the friends from high school. Now, no offense, Avery, no, or Joshua or anyone else who might be listening to this podcast. I love you guys. You guys are great. You guys have lasted through all of this. But as you go through college, you meet people with more who share interests with you. And then when you go to grad school, you're in very specific programs.
Yeah, and you know exactly what you like and what you don't like, and you know what you're trying to do for the rest, yeah, of your life.
Especially for our program, we got our master's in publishing from George Washington University. Very small class. Our in-person class only had 11 people in it. And these 11 people all love reading, all love books.
Yes, it was awesome.
All read essentially the same stuff, because especially now, mm-hmm, I think we're all reading popular books or in classically popular books, because we got to read them to keep up with our fucking industry.
Exactly, exactly.
Even though we're not in our industry right now, like I'm reading so much new YA and I guess new adult fiction, because that's specifically what I want to work with.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, let's wrap this shit up. Do you have the show notes up?
I do.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
Cool. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. We learned today that teenagers are terrible.
Teenagers are terrible. Don't go into the woods alone.
Don't go into the woods with a camera with special batteries.
Those special batteries will fuck you over.
Yeah, they will. Don't go into the woods without like a map. They got lost, and when they, like, I realized I didn't have a map the whole time. So that's like the one difference between that and Blair Witch, is like in Blair Witch he like kicked the map away, so then they didn't have one, but like they never had one to begin with. So I'm like, well, you like have yourselves to blame. That's it.
Yeah.
Like What You Hear, you can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like What You Hear, follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod. Not Real Horror Show. That's not us. Or you could search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Hopefully that will be us and not the other person who's trying to be us. You can follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show, like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Sam, have you checked our email recently?
I have not. Have you?
No, I wonder if people email us.
I don't think so. I check it maybe once a week, and it's just iTunes updates.
Nice. Okay. At least iTunes emails us.
Yeah.
Want to argue with us about something, or do you think you have a really great movie review that you're dying to share with two random internet strangers? Leave us a comment and let us know, or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric by sending us anything before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews. We used to post written reviews. We will soon again.
We're trying,
okay? Right?
We're fucking trying.
Remember that time when we had a bunch? Just read those.
There'll be more soon, okay?
Remember when we had a class that actually made us post screen?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're busy. We're starting a real business. Yeah. Real horror show is just for fun.
Yeah, so just keep your eyes open. I mean,
we love it. We love it. We're staying on target.
Yeah. Just our next review will come soon from Netflix. So keep your eyes open because it'll be great.
Or other streaming. Or other streaming sites. Or other
streaming sites. Like anything else. It doesn't matter. As long as you can stream it. We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. So please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special awards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something tangible will help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. I don't really have any other pertinent news other than we've been busy.
Yeah. I'm doing a big freelance project for my brother-in-law, and then you have, what, two jobs now?
Yeah, plus, like, wedding planning, plus postcard press, and then I try to squeeze this in regarding, like, watching a movie, and I can't.
We're just so busy.
I can't.
I was thinking whether or not we could go weekly, and it's like, no, we cannot go weekly yet.
Not yet.
Not until life sorts itself out for us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, our next, we already talked about what our next movie is going to be, and it's going to be a dark song.
It is a dark song, nice. Which is another demon
possession demon possession movie coming at you, so get ready. I hope you haven't had enough yet, because we haven't.
It's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be a doozy, so that's all we have. So thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.